Hey there. So, you're looking for some advice to make this school year great for your child with autism.
Tried and true advice at that.
Right. And you want them to really thrive. Well, you've come to the right place. We're diving deep into advice from like seasoned autism moms.
Think of it as your cheat sheet for the school year.
Yeah. So you can navigate, all the ins and outs.
Stress-free and confident.
We're talking real practical tips. Not just theories, okay? To help your child, have a really great school year.
And what I think is so refreshing about the tips from these moms is that they're all about like proactive planning.
Yes.
It's not just about surviving, it's about setting everyone up for success right from the get-go.
Exactly. And a big thing they emphasize is that getting ready for school isn't just buying supplies. I mean, yeah, sure, new pencils are fun.
Of course.
But this goes way deeper than that. For instance, one mom suggested taking photos of the school. Like the hallways, the classrooms, the playground, even.
And making a little walkthrough picture book.
Brilliant, right?
Especially for kids who are new to the school.
It's such a smart idea
It is.
because it really uses,
Visual learning,
yes,
which we know is so powerful for many kids on the spectrum.
and routine. Routine and predictability are so important.
Huge. Visual aids like this picture book, they preemptively minimize sensory overload.
By familiarizing them with the whole environment.
Exactly. It's like they're already a step ahead. They feel more confident navigating a new space.
It's like when you've already seen the movie,
Yes.
so you know what's coming next.
Exactly.
You can just relax and enjoy it more the second time around. And that reduces anxiety.
For everyone.
Oh, for sure. For the child and for the parents, too.
Absolutely.
Now, another tip that really stood out to me, and I'll admit it made me laugh when I first read it, was getting your child on the school sleep schedule a full 2 weeks early.
I know, right?
Okay, I have to admit, when I first read that, I thought these moms are braver than I am. But then I really thought about why they were suggesting that.
And that's where it gets interesting, right? Even we as adults, we struggle with sudden schedule changes.
Oh, absolutely.
So for a child with autism who thrives on predictability, that sudden shift back to school mode,
It can be a recipe for disaster.
meltdowns galore.
And they're already dealing with so much. New teachers, new classmates, a whole new routine.
It makes total sense to ease that transition.
One bedtime at a time.
Exactly. It just minimizes those power struggles, those stressful mornings. And a well-rested child is a happier child, a more focused child.
You know what else really resonated with me from these moms? The emphasis on the parents' well-being.
Oh, that's so important.
They stress the importance of parental calmness. Because kids, especially those with that heightened sensitivity, they can pick up on our stress like little sponges.
It's so true. I remember when my son was younger, if I was even the slightest bit stressed out, he would totally mirror that energy. It was like we were emotionally linked.
It's like this unspoken language, right?
And for a child with autism who might already be struggling with sensory overload from everything else, it's just another layer on top of everything else.
Right, so taking care of ourselves, even if it's 5 minutes of deep breathing or a quick walk around the block,
Whatever you need.
we're not just doing it for ourselves, we're doing it for them.
Absolutely. It's about modeling those healthy coping mechanisms, showing them that we can handle these challenges
With grace.
with resilience.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about preschool prep, but let's tackle something that can feel like a whole other world, the IEP.
Oh, yes, the
You
IEP.
know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Just hearing those letters can sometimes make your heart skip a beat. But this source called it a secret weapon. And I kind of love that because it encourages parents to really own it.
Yes, don't shy away from it.
This is your child.
It's true.
And it's like this incredible tool that you have, but you need the instruction manual.
You do.
And this source kind of breaks it down in a way that's both practical and empowering.
It reminds us that the IEP is not just a document to be signed and filed away. It is a living, breathing agreement
Yes.
between the parents, the
And
educators.
even the child, when possible.
Yes, to create that best possible learning environment.
It's like having this, incredible tool at your disposal, but you need the instruction manual to unlock its full potential.
Totally. And I think that's what I love about this source.
Yeah.
It breaks it down in a way that just makes it seem very doable.
Yes. And they had some really clever tips for utilizing the IEP that I'd never come across before.
Like what?
For example, requesting a second set of textbooks for home.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sounds simple, right?
Yeah.
But think about it. How many times?
Oh, my gosh. The homework battles?
Because a book got left at school?
All the time.
Or that mad dash to find the right notebook?
It just saves so much stress.
For everyone involved.
Totally. And it just speaks to the heart of what the IEP is for removing obstacles, creating opportunities for that child to shine.
And the source made this other point about the IEP that's so important. It's not set in stone. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to revisit it mid-year if something isn't working.
Absolutely. Needs change, kids grow, new challenges come up.
All the time.
It's about just having that open communication, being your child's advocate.
Yes, it's a partnership.
Yeah. Right?
And speaking of partnerships, this source goes beyond just academics.
Okay.
They talk about sensory sensitivities and how important it is for parents and educators to be on the same page.
Because here's the thing, sensory overload is real.
Yes.
It's not about kids being picky or difficult.
Right.
Imagine being bombarded with sights and sounds and smells all at a level that's amplified like tenfold.
Too much.
It's overwhelming.
It's like trying to have a conversation in a crowded room where everyone is shouting. You can barely process anything.
Exactly. And for these kids who haven't yet developed the language to articulate those feelings, it can lead to meltdowns, withdrawal, difficulty focusing. Yeah.
So that's where some of those mom-tested tips are pure gold. Like this one. Pack comfort foods for lunch, even if they're not the healthiest options.
I love that.
It's okay.
Yes.
Sometimes you just need that familiar and enjoyable
sensory experience.
Yes.
Like the taste of a favorite food can be just what that child needs to regulate.
To de-stress in the middle of the day.
Absolutely.
It's about meeting them where they are.
Yes.
And speaking of meeting them where they are, they even had advice on dealing with potential bathroom challenges.
Oh, yeah.
Which I know can be a big one for a lot of parents.
For sure. And their approach is, I think, really insightful.
Okay.
They suggest this 5 minutes late strategy where older kids are allowed to go to the bathroom a few minutes after everyone else.
Genius.
Right.
So simple, but think about the impact.
It reduces that sensory overload of the crowded hallways and the loud noises while also giving the child that sense of control, that independence.
And that theme of independence comes up again and again.
Yeah.
These moms are all about empowering their kids to advocate for themselves, to speak up about what they need.
Which is such a vital life skill.
Oh, absolutely.
And it starts with us creating that safe and supportive environment for them to do so.
And this source suggested that if speaking up feels difficult, have the child write down their thoughts or needs.
Give them the tools.
Yeah, yes. Even when words fail. Right. It's like, you know, you're giving them a way to communicate.
Exactly.
Yeah, even when it's hard to find the words.
It's so powerful. You know, what's amazing to me is just how much practical wisdom these moms packed in. I feel like we could talk for hours.
It is.
About all the little nuggets.
Yeah.
Little tips.
Yes.
But if there's one key takeaway I want listeners to walk away with, it's this journey, raising a child with autism, and then especially navigating the school system.
Especially that.
It's a marathon.
It is.
Not a sprint.
Not at all.
Yeah.
There will be good days. There will be tough days. There will be moments of like absolute triumph. And times when you're just like,
pulling your hair out. But you're not alone.
No, you're so right.
And this source really emphasizes that. It takes a village, parents, educators, therapists.
A bus driver.
Yes.
Everyone working together.
Shores of this common goal to help your child thrive.
Yes.
To help them reach their full potential.
It's like this, you know.
Beautiful tapestry of support.
It is. It really is.
And sometimes it takes a little creativity.
It does. To find what works.
Yes.
Right.
Like remember that tip about instead of using a traditional desk.
Oh, yes.
Or a cubby, using like a back of the chair hanger.
Yes.
For school supplies.
Brilliant.
For some kids, that is
life changing.
Right. It makes all the difference. And it's such a great reminder that, you know, we have to think outside the box sometimes.
Absolutely.
Advocate for those individual solutions.
Because there's no one size fits all here.
No.
It's about observation. It's about communication. And it's about that willingness to kind of keep trying.
Keep trying.
Until you find that sweet spot.
You got it. And you know what else I thought was really great? They talked about celebrating those small victories.
Oh, yes.
Because sometimes it's a successful trip to the school library, right?
Huge.
Or a day with no meltdowns.
Yes.
Or maybe your child tries a new food at lunch.
Right. Those little milestones.
They're huge.
They're everything. It's proof that the progress is happening.
Yes.
Even if it's not always obvious.
To the outside world.
Exactly.
Exactly. And those moments, I think, they deserve to be acknowledged and celebrated. Mm. Because, you know, Ultimately, this journey is about embracing your child.
Yes.
For who they are. You know, celebrating those unique strengths and perspectives.
The world needs all kinds of minds.
It does.
Your child's way of seeing things, their creativity, their ability to hyper-focus. These are gifts.
That's beautifully said.
Yeah.
And as we kind of wrap up here, one final thought from this source that I just loved. Don't forget to breathe.
Yes.
Because parenting a child with autism, it can be intense.
It can be all.
And you have to prioritize yourself too.
Yes. Fill your cup.
Take those moments.
Till you can pour from it.
Exactly. Whether it's a walk in nature or a hot bath or just 5 minutes of quiet time.
You deserve it.
You do. You absolutely do. And remember, you are not alone. Reach out to those support groups. Find your people. Connect with other parents who get it.
They're a wealth of information.
They are.
And empathy. And support.
And you know, most importantly, trust your gut.
You got this.
You know your child best.
You do.
Now go out there and rock this school year.